There's been a lot of hullabaloo in the past few days about gender and Me Too. And no, I'm not talking about the Kavanaugh hearings. The Measurement Minute is not going there. This hullabaloo comes from Arrow Magazine and is an essay detailing a year-long hoax to write 20 or so intentionally mindless, cliche-ridden, and mostly absurd academic papers, submit them to a bunch of fairly respectable gender and identity studies type pubs, and actually get about a third of them placed. Predictably, in today's culture, this elicited howls of derision from people on the right, and a symmetrically dismissive, it doesn't mean what you think it means, posturing on the left. Boring, right? While most of us in modern commerce might be loath to admit it, this cuts closer to the bone than it ought to. Business, just like academe, is filled with cant and cliché. People are lazy, and if ideas are your work, parroting fancy words with proven cachet is just easier than saying something interesting. When I hear a consultant tell me it's a matter of people, process, and technology, or a data scientist describe a distribution as mesocritic, I know I'm in for a journey to the land of gender studies hoax papers. Data science, like gender studies, benefits from being a smallish, closed community whose professional language is particularly daunting to outsiders. And data scientists are not loath to take advantage of it. So next time you run into a data scientist who spews jargon the way a Tourette's victim spews profanity, feel free to assume it's all BS. History is on your side.